and Kira. Weekends from 11.
Okay, so such a weekend. An Ireland win and an incredible set of radio shows from you and I. What more do you want? You know what? I took the high road there. I was going to say an Ireland win and a loss for another nation, and I didn't. I didn't, Kira, because I'm trying something new this year. You've told me I need to do a little more of that, so that's what I'm trying.
Good. Yeah. I love a bit of positivity as long as it's not toxic, okay? So let's just keep it at this balance and let's not try and tip it over, okay? How about that?
Yeah, have a wonderful day. Have a great podcast. Kira and I are here to fill you with good vibes. Yeah, there's a lot of that going around at the moment, isn't there? And as you say, it's almost toxically positive. Like, it's too much.
Toxic.
It's weird. Yeah. It's excessive. Mm-hmm. Which I agree with you. Anyway, it was a great weekend of shows.
Yes. Yeah. We were talking about that timely debate on when and how often you should clean stuff belonging to you. And we were chatting about Chris's friend who shall remain nameless.
He's disgusting.
And how often he does not wash his swimming gear.
He's a terrible person.
Now, in fairness, he's bad on one end of the scale, but then you're the other end of the scale.
No, I know. Somebody even said to me after the show yesterday, he was like, man, you don't really wash your towels every time, do you? Like, he was like, that was kind of fun for the radio. I was like, no, I absolutely do, pal.
I know. Anyway,
absolutely do.
Also, we were talking about the fact, did you ever have a friend or a partner who swore they would do something with you only to let you down at the last minute? Well, that friend is Machine Gun Kelly, and he let down his friend Travis Barker when they both got tattooed the name of his album, only for Machine Gun Kelly to change the name of the album at the last minute.
Oh, that is so lousy of Machine
Gun
Kelly.
It is so lousy.
And it's really, because it's such a stupid name now as well that he has tattooed on him. It's awful. Mm-hmm. And as on Sunday, of course, we were discussing the fact that Kira has been subconsciously, it would seem, trained by her friends who have children with some of the same training techniques, and they've rubbed off on Kira. So as in the kids are, the friends that Kira has that have children are training the kids while Kira's in the vicinity. But weirdly, it also seems to be having a kind of a subtle effect on Kira. Would you find it positive,
like
Kira? Yeah.
I guess I do.
It's good to have a sleep schedule, you know?
It's good
to be trained like that.
It's good to have a routine. I'm just very surprised at how it kind of manifested, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway.
And of course, we were also, this was a great special on the show. I do love when we do this. Ireland played Scotland. It was at home in the Aviva, of course. So there were some Scottish people in Ireland for the match. Yes,
Gary. What I love about this, Chris, joke, we did it definitely.
This well-worn territory.
Yeah,
yes.
The year of 2019, I think, was the year that I went to all the Six Nation matches, or it could have been 2018. At this stage, I really don't remember. And obviously, there's people, you know, in on the joke, because we got a text message into the show to say, Jesus, another nation on Kira's bedpost. When will it end? Please, Kira, stop flaunting your conquests on air. By the way, are you not afraid of getting corona with these large groups of men?
Man.
I don't know where that came out of. Man.
Oh boy.
What you did to that man was terrible. For shame, Kira. And obviously that is somebody who's in on the joke, and I enjoy that. And then I'm like, what if there's somebody out there, like a relative or a friend that believes, you know?
It is funny because, okay, so let's be fair.
You know,
yeah, go ahead.
That people go, oh, the Six Nations is on. Oh, who's Kira going to score?
See, that's it. Most of this show is nonsense, right?
Yeah.
But then I forget that there's people that probably don't hear the nonsense. So take it seriously and think there was a Welsh man on the phone talking about how, like, you made him, like, make love to you over and over again all night. And they actually think it's serious. And it's just kind of, I always despair when I think of that. Because, you know, there's a guy or girl who takes it at face value.
But, like, Jesus, Kira's very open on the radio.
Yeah, I know. But
anyway.
All that and more, here we go.
Speaking of friends, Chris. Mm-hmm. An unusual friendship has been struck up between Travis Barker and Machine Gun Kelly, and that is because they're going out with or engaged to Kourtney Kardashian and Megan Fox. Okay,
so sorry, I'm really out of touch here. So I know Machine Gun Kelly is obviously engaged to Megan Fox.
Yes,
but you're saying Travis Barker, the Blink-182 drummer guy.
Yes,
who's kind of a celebrity in his own right.
Yes, he's engaged to Kourtney Kardashian.
Oh, right.
Yes,
that I didn't know.
Okay. You didn't know that?
No, okay. I didn't.
You obviously do not go near the internet anymore these days, Chris. But anyway,
I'm obviously on the wrong parts of the internet. I'm not hearing this important goss.
I know, right?
Isn't it weird, though, just before we get to this, that the drummer is the guy who becomes the celebrity in a band? Like, Travis Barker was the drummer for Blink-182. Usually, it's the lead singer or whatever,
Maybe it's time that drummers get their time to shine.
Right.
Everyone loves a drummer in a band.
Sure.
You know what I'm trying to say? And evidently, so does Kourtney Kardashian. Anyway, there's been lots of pictures on social media of the couples hanging out, of the couples separately. I do believe that even Megan Fox and Kourtney Kardashian, they presented an award at an awards ceremony and gave a shout out to their future baby daddies. Oh my God, sorry, I'm vomiting as I'm saying that, Chris. But anyway, so they're all like, you know, this happy foursome, whatever. But Machine Gun Kelly and Travis Barker, if you don't know who they are men that love to get tattoos, okay? So it's fair to say that they are literally covered from their head to their toes in tattoos. So when Machine Gun Kelly released his sixth studio album, himself and Travis Barker got matching tattoos of the name of the album, which at the time was called Born With Horns.
Oh God, okay? That is an awful name. Because it's in, because they're the devil.
They're the devil.
Class. Oh, that's, yeah, man. Dudes. Oh, cool.
So,
oh, that's rock and roll.
Has changed the title.
Why would you change that? That's perfect. That's such a cool album title.
He has changed the title of his upcoming sixth studio album, and he changed it from Born With Horns.
Yeah.
To Mainstream Sellout.
Oh, that's not nearly as cool as Born With Horns.
It's really not, is it?
No. But like, I get it. It's ironic and self-referential, but it's much prefer else? Born With Horns.
But the problem is, Travis Barker got that actual tattoo on his arm. There's pictures of the two of them together with Born With Horns. Unless the two of them think they were born with horns, I'm not quite sure. But now he's changed the album. How mad would you be? How mad would you be at a friend? Unless you're like Alanis Morissette and it's Jagged Little Pill.
Something iconic,
you know,
like
an
that.
Iconic. Or Nirvana's Nevermind. Or,
sure.
You know, Madonna's Like a Virgin. Or Britney Spears' One More Time. Whatever. These iconic albums. No offense to Travis Barker. Maybe I'm completely wrong about Machine Gun Kelly. Maybe Born With Horns, his sixth studio album, is going to be one of those iconic albums that we're going to be talking about for the rest
the
of our days.
That is the stupidest name.
But like, imagine trusting your friend to do that. And then your friend ends up changing the name. It's like, you know, oh, let's all get the name of my kid on us,
sure,
tattooed on us, then just to change the name of the child, you know,
oh,
2 days
is
before
awful.
Registering their birth. It's awful, isn't it?
And also, it's such
how
a stupid
angry
name.
Would you be?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't mind even if it was cool, but Born With Horns, now permanently tattooed on me, and they changed the album title? Oh, that is horrific. sorry, this is my Born With Horns tat. Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah, it's because I'm demonic and I'm the devil and I was born with horns. Oh, God.
To change that to Mainstream Sellout, something happened, Chris. Something happened with the creativity of that album. Something happened with the production. I don't know what happened, Chris.
Oh, my God.
For them to change Born With Horns to Mainstream Sellout.
And now he has that permanently tattooed on him and it's not even the album title.
I mean, if he was a calf or a cow.
Yeah, sure, that would make a little more sense. I hear you. Yeah, if he was some type of horned animal, like a bull or something or whatever. Yeah, sure, I hear you. Oh, that is
awful. Or if
awful.
He really loved his pet cow.
Yeah.
You know, like that, yeah. I understand, but...
But now he has that... Like, that's something like I'd say when I'm 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's like something I'd say to try and be cool when I'm
going
in my first year of secondary school.
A Metallica concert with your parents. Like, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very weird. Very, very weird. Can I ask you a question, Kira? Would I look cool if I got a tattoo?
No, God, no.
Okay. Like, would a tattoo make me cooler?
Because
I'm very uncool.
I think that you'd have to change your whole aesthetic. You know, you're still rocking the ponytail.
Yeah. But would a tattoo make me cool?
No, God, it wouldn't make you cool, Chris, because you'd probably get something not cool. Do you know what I mean? But nothing could be uncooler than Born With Horns, so...
Yeah.
You know, what were you thinking?
I don't know, like a skull on fire or something.
No, Chris.
Or like,
no.
You know, the little leprechaun from the Fighting Irish, the Notre Dame logo.
Yeah.
And
he
has his fists up.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know what I'm going to get. A skeleton on a motorbike. Would that make me look cool?
No, Chris, it wouldn't. Right.
I think broadcast coordinator Adam has tattoos. He pulls them off. I think so,
doesn't.
Yeah. He does. He has loads of tattoos.
He'd pull them off, though.
Yeah. I'm going to get his advice. I'm going to be like, Adam, what kind of tattoos can I get? Adam, we need you in the studio. I'm getting a tattoo today.
Oh my God, Adam is sending us pictures of his tattoos.
Can't believe you didn't know that. You're such a bad friend. Even I knew he had tattoos.
Well, I knew he had tattoos, but I wasn't quite sure. But look, Chris, what it comes down to is myself and Adam, we've had a chat and we've decided we don't think that you should get tattoos.
You know what? I'm going to take both of your opinions. Like yours, I mean, has a certain amount of weight, but Adam's particularly, he's a very fashionable guy. If he thinks it's not for me, then that's fine. You know, he has a really nice tramp stamp, Adam. Like, he has one of those kind of, like, tattoos just on his lower back, like, that's kind of in the shape of a thong. It's really nice. He sent us pictures of it. It's a, Like, obviously, we've never seen that one in work because that would be inappropriate. But I tell you, he's really rocking.
Adam's tattoos are way cooler. People don't listen to Chris. But anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. Kira, what do you mean? You literally texted Adam and I's group when they were announcing the baby. You have absolutely been talking about this. Kira says, I can't believe I haven't been talking about it. Kira, you certainly have been talking about ASAP Rocky and Rihanna.
No, I remember during the pandemic, I remember one of like the kind of feel-good stories for me, Chris, was the fact that Rihanna and ASAP Rocky were a couple, because I was like, you know what? That's going to work. And then this week, the biggest news to hit the world, Chris, I think you'll agree, was the fact that Rihanna and ASAP Rocky announced the fact that they're having a baby.
I'm very happy for them.
And yes, I did. I did. I texted yourself and Adam about it. I did. But like, that was to save me. Anything that I want to tweet, but I stop myself from tweeting so that I don't look like a complete idiot, I text yourself and Adam, because it's a little group of acceptance.
See, that's it. And I feel that in a way it's good to do that, because sometimes you say very odd, or in some cases even, I'll have you know, controversial things in there, Kira. And I think in a way it's nice that you can filter it through us first.
Yeah.
Before you do anything crazy, you know?
Yeah, you know, people have a load of tweets in their drafts. I don't. I just text you and Adam.
Yeah, we're your drafts folder. We're where you just put in all that garbage and, yeah. Well, listen, I'm happy to be the filter, because otherwise, let's put it this way. Some of those things you say in there, you get yourself in a lot of trouble. That's all I'm saying. It's probably best that it's only Adam and I reading it. However, Kira, this is exciting. Of course, whenever we can, for our track of the week, Kira and I, we're always trying to showcase brilliant new Irish music. We love to shine a spotlight on new up-and-coming Irish artists or established ones that have some new great music. And we have featured Martin Ocean before, Kira. You might remember Get the Check from about a year ago, maybe. Well, he is back. He's a fantastic Irish producer, an artist, and he has teamed up with Canadian rapper Brandon Taylor. Their new track is called Late Nights. It is fantastic, really well put together, brilliant production on it too. So here we go, our track of the week.
Listen up.
Chris and Kira's
track of the week.
And this isn't just a way of bringing up my incredibly thoughtful gift to you of a dry robe, okay? Oh. Much as I do love lording the fact that I got a very thoughtful gift for Kira once, a very practical, useful gift. Kira has very low expectations for the gifts from me, but I wowed her year.
I didn't want to say this to you, okay?
Yeah.
I didn't want to say this to you, but you've literally forced me to say this to you now. Yes, I was swimming up until December and the dry rope just wasn't cutting it, Chris.
What do you mean the dry rope wasn't cutting it? How is the dry rope not cutting it?
It wasn't warm enough for me.
Oh, not warm enough for you.
It's
December in Ireland, Kira. That's not the dry rope's problem.
I had to buy a swimming jacket.
You had to buy a swimming jacket?
Yeah.
What is that? I bought you a dry rope, Kira. What on earth is a swimming jacket?
It is like the next level up from a dry rope, Chris.
So as in you're telling me when you get out of the sea, you used to put on the great, incredibly thoughtful dry robe that I got you, but then that no longer was good enough and you had to start putting on a swimming jacket.
Sea swimming is so 2021, okay, dude?
Oh, right. Okay, so is sea swimming passé? We're not doing sea swimming anymore.
Chris, it's done, my friend.
Okay, fine. Well, I genuinely believe this is how Kira and I work with each other. And this is the kind of friendship and relationship we have. I would say Kira gave up sea swimming just because she's annoyed with how thoughtful my dry robe was. Like, I would not put that past Kira. But fine. I ask you a question, though, on a related note.
Yeah.
When you were using my incredibly thoughtful gift of a dry robe, how often were you washing it? Like, we'll say this is a towel, basically, isn't it? This thing's like a towel.
Yeah, it is like a towel. Really thin. Quality, so you know, wouldn't really keep in much warm.
Yeah,
so
that's for the environment, though. I got you a thinner one because I was concerned about the environment, Kira. Get woke.
Anyway, I would majority of days throw it in with my swimming togs.
So you're saying like you'd wash it most days?
Most days, yeah. Like maybe I would probably wash it most days, and then you see, you know, during the summer it was easy because you just hang it out the front of your house and it could dry or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Because it's so thin, the material is so thin.
Yeah, no, it's elegant, it's understated, it's supposed to be like that, Kira. I mean, you're supposed to wear it a certain way. But
anyway,
that aside, the quality of the great present I got you aside, you're saying you wash it most days when you use it?
I would, and like there was some times where I didn't. I might go maybe 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
Do you know?
The reason
are you asking?
The reason I ask is because the other day I was with a friend and we were going somewhere and we had to open his boot, okay? So we open his boot, and this gentleman's also a sea swimming individual like you. He obviously hasn't gotten the memo that it's not cool anymore. I mean, obviously that's just you starting this. But When he
guarantee you, there'll be an article in the Irish Times saying just that, Chris.
Oh, will there? You should write it. You should do one of those articles where it's like it's
hey guys,
well, you have to have a new trend though. Whenever those articles come out, there has to be a new trend, Kira. So you need to know what the
NFTs.
New thing is. NFTs, right? Okay, two completely unrelated things. NFTs are in. Sea swimming is out. But anyway, he opens the boot, and honestly, I thought he had a dead body in there. It smelled so bad. Like honestly was like, God Almighty, man. What is going on in here? What have you done? This is insane. And he's like, oh, that's my swimming gear. So I saw all this stuff thrown all over the place, like swimming togs and towels and like a dry robe as well. And like, it honestly, it smelt. I've never smelt anything like it. I almost started vomiting and I wouldn't have that weak a stomach or anything, but this was horrific. And I said to him, like, man, how long has that stuff been in there? And he's like, oh, that's just where I keep it. And I said, yeah, sure. Like, but it's in. You keep it there, of course, for when you're going swimming and stuff, but how long has it been in there? And he says, oh, it's just there the whole time, like. And I say, yeah, but like...
So he doesn't wash it.
I said, when do you wash it? And he said, oh, I wouldn't wash it much. And then I said, what do you mean much? And he said, I've never washed it. And there was towels and dry robes in here. And then I said to him, but do you not wash the towel after you've bathed yourself in it? And he was like, no. And then we said this to another friend of ours. And they were like, ah, you can get a week or two out of a towel. A week or two out of a towel. I get one wash out of a towel. A week.
I kind of understand the concept. I get why you wouldn't wash that much. First of all, it's better for the environment.
I don't care about the environment in this context. God almighty. This is... You know, oh.
And I suppose the salt water and the boot and dampness, Chris, it's dampness. So like the towel will be damp, the dry robe will be damp, and the damp then leads to a smell, especially if something is stuffed into a confined area. So that for me alone, I would be throwing it in the wash. I couldn't deal with that at all. But yes, of course you can go a couple of days.
No, absolutely not.
But if you get up in the morning and you go for a swim and you get out and if it's a nice day, obviously it's different in December and January and stuff like that.
No.
If you're still sea swimming. But in the summer, you can kind of get away with it.
But how many times would you use a towel in general? I mean, just mean after a shower. Like you'd throw that in the wash after one or two uses maximum. You're not getting a week or two out of that, right? Like they thought I was in the wrong here. I wash the towel every time I've used it because I'm rubbing it all over myself.
Oh, okay. Well, but like... Yeah, no.
It's an image nobody needed. My new body being rubbed by the towel, but
I guess I see both sides of it. You are kind of
you are kind of
respecting the environment a little bit more by not washing the towel every single
Listen,
day.
Listen, environment, I'm a filthy individual. I need to throw the towel in there every time I've used it. You dry very intimate parts of yourself off with that towel, and
like. Chris, you've talked about drying yourself before.
No, I know. No, this,
I really think that you dry yourself excessively. But
no,
anyway.
Yeah, that's what everyone says to me. Everyone's like, no, man, you can get like a week or two out of a towel. It went as far as a month once we put this, you know, two different people. Yeah. No. I do it after every usage. People were talking to me like I was, you know, that reclusive weirdo like Howard Hughes or something. The guy who like was living with like tissue boxes around his feet and all that. They're like, that's what you're like, Chris. And I'm like, no, it isn't. I'm just a little more clean maybe than the average individual.
But no, I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't say I'm a little more clean than the average individual?
No, I mean, to use the towel, if you're telling me that you're excessively using a towel to rub yourself raw, Chris.
No, I don't rub myself raw. Those areas need to be cleaned.
That you put the towel down. That's what I
would suggest. Areas need to be dried, just like every other area of your body, and they can have a little more bacteria and a little more going on.
Do you not just like let yourself... dry just naturally.
I parade
at
around
any stage.
I strut around naked as the day I was born as well, but I also then need to finish it off with some drying, and I can assure you I'm washing the towel after every usage of it. But obviously that must just be me. That must just be
I think we've got a caller on the line there.
Oh, do we? Okay, let me speak to them. Who's on the line? Hello.
It is Mother Nature.
Not Mother Nature again. Yes. Oh, I'm so sick of hearing from Mother Nature. What does she want now?
She
wants protect
to tell you
me. Oh, don't destroy
relax.
Me. Oh, okay. Okay,
she
all right.
wants to tell you to relax with the towel washing, okay?
I see. All right, okay.
Thank you, Mother Nature.
Thank you, Mother Nature. Brilliant.
It's always very nice when you pop in.
Always a great friend of the show. Always a good guest when we have Mother Nature on. All right. Okay, maybe I am the one being excessive here. Hey, Jamie, do you think you might go see 50 Cent when he comes in the summer?
I would like to.
Yeah, same. Same.
Jamie, how are you?
I'm great.
Yeah. Were you up to anything exciting today?
I had a job interview this morning, so...
Oh, right. How did it go?
I think it went pretty well. I don't know if I have it yet or not, but, you know...
And when do you find out?
Hopefully Tuesday, I think.
Okay.
And do you really want this job? Obviously, don't tell us what it is or anything like that, but do you really want the job?
I do really want to, yeah. And I think a Just Eat voucher would go pretty well with it.
Yeah, it would. Absolutely, Jamie. It like 100% would. Very political. See, Jamie's in interview mode. See what he did there. See what he did there. That was very good. Jamie's obviously...
Jamie, this could be a really successful day for you. You could absolutely ace the job interview and also ace this quiz and end up with, €100 worth of Just Eat vouchers. So could be a good day for Jamie.
You could try doing the lotto, Jamie. Why not? Jamie, can I ask you, though?
Jamie, do.
If it's not like, and again, as Kira says, you don't have to reveal anything, of course, about the job or what industry it's in or anything like that. But you must be pretty far along in the process, are you? If they're having interviews on a Saturday?
Well, yeah, I thought it was a bit strange as well, but no, I've only done one interview. Your man said he called me back on the Tuesday if I made it to the second round. So.
Okay, well, listen, best of luck with it anyway.
Fingers crossed, Jamie, okay?
Hey, really guy who interviewed Jamie, if you happen to be listening, I can already tell he's a stand-up guy.
Myself and Chris vouch for him, okay?
Yeah, we do. You can put us down as references, Jamie, if you want. Yeah, do. If you get to the second round, you can put us on. Would that be a good thing, though? Is us preferring people a good thing, or does it actually hurt... your chances?
Maybe back in the day it probably wouldn't have been a good thing. I don't know anymore.
Now that people have heard us and stuff on the air, they're probably like, no, those people are weird. Absolutely not.
I'd say he's a very good reference.
Thanks Jamie.
Well, listen, still in interview mode.
Exactly, he is. I tell you something, if I had a job to give you, Jamie, I'd be giving it to you. I'd be like, give the man the job. He's already doing a great job of it. Listen, let's get down to some business here.
Chris and Kira's Quiz of the Week.
I tell you, Jamie's on the radio, he's been doing interviews, now he has to do a quiz. You've had a very busy morning, Jamie. What time was the interview?
9 o'clock this morning.
Ah, Jesus. On a Saturday. God almighty. Was it in person or was it on Zoom or something?
That was in person.
Oh, yeah, very good. Okay. Let's get down to some business here. Jamie's on to play our quiz of the week. So it's 5 questions on the biggest goings on of the last week. Jamie, if you get 4 out of 5 correct answers, you will win yourself, as you said, that €100 Just Eat voucher that would go nicely with the day you've had so far, as you point out. So best of luck. Here's your first question.
Okay, here we go. Who are Ireland playing later on in the Aviva? Is it A, Liverpool? Is it B, Ed Sheeran? Or is it C, Wales?
I think we're going to have to go with Wales with that one.
It is Wales, even though I would love to see Ireland playing Ed Sheeran. Anyway. Yeah, correct. Okay.
Hey, I'd love to see Ireland playing Liverpool, where Liverpool play football and Ireland plays rugby and they just think of some scoring system and they're like, at the end, we'll have a look. We'll see who won. But look, here's your next question. What was Neil Delamere voted off last week? Was it A, the Shannon? Was it B, Dancing with the Stars? Or was it C, Dancing on Ice? What do you think, Jamie?
Oh, God. Was it Dance with the Stars?
Yes.
You are correct. Do you watch Dancing with the Stars, Jamie?
I do not, no.
I kind of gathered that. So anyway, here's your next question. What did the New York Times buy for a 7-figure sum this week? Now, this is bizarre. And if you've been on Twitter or social media, you'll know this. Was it A, the BBC? Was it B, Apple? Or was it C, Wordle?
Wordle.
It's Wordle. Like, guys, Wordle has been around for so long, but yet I don't know what happened to it in the last month, let's say, or 2 months. It's now everywhere.
Are either of you playing Wordle? I don't play it.
No,
I've seen people keep tweeting their score and stuff, and I'm like, what is this? No, I've never played it. But.
And then it's like, hey guys, don't say bad things about people that want to share their Wordle. And it's like, I'm not feeling anything. It's just more irritating to me. You know what I mean?
Because I can't even understand the score. Like, because it's just a box with a load of different coloured boxes in it. It's very weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jamie, you see this stuff as well, yeah?
I've seen it. I have a clue what it is.
Yeah.
If you want to play Wordle, play Wordle. I, you know what I mean? Like, go for it. But it's mad that the New York Times did buy it for a 7-figure sum. I saw that and I was like, but something else could be popular next week. It's a risky move. But anyway,
Jamie's job interview this morning was as the head of Wordle. That's what we're not actually supposed to say it, but he's for the CEO of Wordle. Sorry, Jamie, I shouldn't have said it. My apologies. I've revealed it now. All right, here's your next question. You're doing very well. You're on 3 out of 3 so far. What is Rihanna expecting with her boyfriend ASAP Rocky? Is it A, lots of success? Is it B, that he'll be really good at keeping the garden tidy? Or is it C, a baby? What do you think, Jamie?
I think we're going to have to go with a baby on that one.
Jamie's on 4 out of 4. Quality.
They are indeed expecting a baby. Jamie, I was so excited this week that I texted my work WhatsApp group, which includes Chris and Adam, our broadcast coordinator, to share my excitement with them. Were you excited when you found out that Rihanna was pregnant with ASAP Rocky's baby, Jamie?
He was thrilled. Jamie actually texted me as well. He said he was really excited. Yeah, he did.
Do you know Jamie's interview? Jamie's interview was to be nanny for ASAP Rocky and Rihanna's baby.
Anyway, how is he going to juggle that with being head of Wardle? God almighty.
I don't know.
I'm a special man.
Okay, Jimmy,
your next question. What did ITV reveal that they are back on the lookout for this week? Is it A new Love Island villa? Is it B, a new street for Carnation Street? Or is it C, a new farm for Emmerdale?
A new villa for Love Island, probably.
Yes, indeed. Jamie. 5 out of 5, Jamie. You are having the best day, because I have a feeling that you aced that job interview. You're absolutely after acing this quiz, and you've just won yourself €100 worth of Just Eat vouchers. So congrats, Jamie.
Very nice.
You should do
done.
The lotto.
Yeah, you should, Jamie. Why not?
I'm going to do the lotto.
Yeah, do. You might as well.
Luck comes in trees.
Doesn't it? It does. That's right, actually. You're dead right. Dead right, Jamie.
Does it? Yeah.
I think, does it? I don't know. I've heard that thing, just, that like things come in threes,
so
don't they?
It's been so long since I've had a spell of it, but I've no idea. Jamie, what are you going to get for takeaway this evening?
I think I'm going to get a Chinese.
Good man.
Nice.
Can't go wrong.
Nice.
Any idea what dish, Jamie? Like, do you have a go-to dish?
Pizza box.
Oh, yeah. So that's like
what?
The spice box, but then they throw in more stuff, don't they?
Yes,
spice box on steroids. That's exactly what it is. Good man, Jamie. Excellent choice. Excellent choice. Listen, Jamie, will you let us know how you get on in that job?
I will.
Come on. There we go,
look,
Kira.
Best of luck, Jamie.
There we go. That's Jamie.
Chris, I'd hire him.
So would I, for whatever the job is.
Yeah, whatever it is, I'd
person
hire
who
Jamie.
Interviewed Jamie this morning, give him the job. Mm-hmm. Okay? Whatever it is, he'll have a can-do attitude about it. Kira is the most annoying parent who's not a parent that I've ever met. So like, as in, I get it when my friends who have kids do this. And even then, they don't do it as much as Kira. But for the last few minutes this morning, broadcast coordinator Adam and I have been getting endless baby pictures of these nephews that Kira has that we all have to ooh and ah over. And don't get me wrong, yeah, they're very cute, nice, lovely kids and all that, but this is crazy, Kira. This is too much.
Do you know what? This like, is... most of my, the camera roll on my phone is other people's children.
Yeah, so I see.
It used to be like cool memes and like, you know, me visiting, you know, photos of me visiting cool cities. And
sure, sure.
World.
It used to be like people, just... pictures of people out and all that. Now it's just probably babies and I hear you. Okay. Don't get me wrong. There's a bit of that on my phone as well, but I don't then show it to everybody else, which Kira seems to be doing. Sorry. So these...
I don't show it to everyone else. I just show it to you and Adam.
Are these your godchildren?
No, they're not. They're my friend's children.
This is even worse. They're not even your godchildren. They're just your friend's children.
No, but Chris, they're I have great. To tell you something really funny. Well, funny and maybe slightly worrying that I realized over the last kind of couple of weeks or so.
Uh-huh.
So when you have got friends with children, you learn so much about raising a child. You know what I mean? And you pick up, you know, different things, you know, in conversation about sleeping routines and about eating routines and, you know, all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And what I realized is subconsciously, my friends, while training their children, their babies, they've also kind of been training me. And I had to realize that a couple of things happened this week where I was like, wait a second. So I had to sleep train myself. I genuinely did, because you know this, I have awful trouble sleeping.
Sorry, but when you say training, what do you mean now training? As in like, I don't imagine you need the training of a toddler, do you, Kira? Like, I'd imagine you probably have most of those functions down. Like how to eat, how to drink out of a cup. You know what I mean? I imagine you don't need a beaker or anything like that. You're probably all right in that regard.
No,
so
when it came to like sleep training myself, like genuinely I did. Like I'd go to bed at the exact same time every single night. I wouldn't bring my computer into my bedroom. I would instead try and read a chapter of a book.
Oh, yeah,
and then kind of try and fall asleep around the same time and then set my alarm for the exact same time the next morning. So that was kind of sleep training. And then I realized, oh my God, that's what my friends are doing with their kids. And I kind of, you know, didn't take any notice of it. And I was like, oh, that's weird, whatever. So also, Chris, when you've got friends who have children, white noise becomes an absolutely massive part of your life, okay?
Use white noise. Oh, Jesus, maybe I'm like a toddler too.
Yeah.
I use white noise to sleep sometimes.
Okay, so I never used white noise to sleep, but my friends use white noise for their babies and their toddlers to help them fall asleep. It's supposed to be relaxing. There's obviously science behind it or whatever.
Sure.
And I found myself struggling to get to sleep one of the nights or whatever. And so I put on, I went on to whatever, and I found thunder and lightning and rain noise.
Okay, yeah, they can be nice kind of ambient noises, and like it's a playlist on YouTube that's like 10 hours or something.
So I found myself needing to turn that on before I'd go to sleep at night, and so I would fall asleep to the ambient sounds of thunder and lightning and like rainfall right?
Yeah.
And then I was in a car recently with a friend, and she was trying to get her toddler to sleep, so she played White Noise on the car stereo, and I could feel myself. I swear to God,
you've been conditioned like a toddler now.
Yeah, I literally could feel myself beginning to nod off, and I was like, why am I so sleepy? This is, oh my
but
God.
But that's so
this
funny. Because don't they sometimes bring kids for drives to try and get them to sleep?
Yeah,
like some of my friends like put the kid in the car, and then the movement of the car kind of. So basically, you were like a toddler being put in. Were you in the front or the back of the car?
I was in the back with the toddler. So I could feel myself. I was like, oh my God, I'm really sleepy. Really sleepy. And then another thing I noticed as well, like, you know, they're introducing, it's just so funny, the timing of all this. My friends are introducing, you know, their babies are at different stages, so they're introducing different food into the diets of their baby. And I've just started making like loads of soup this weather. It's real soup weather. So I'm really experimenting with all different types of soups, you know, and some of them are like, you know, thicker. Some of the soups are thicker than, you know, when I blitz them up and stuff like that. And
do you need it pureed like a baby? Do you need to make sure there's no big chunks in it, Kira?
I sat down to have a bowl of soup and I was like, this is really familiar to me. What is it? And I was like, oh my God, this looks like what my friend is feeding
of course,
her 7-month-old.
Because it's that kind of orange puree kind of, oh, right, okay.
Yeah. So then another thing I do is like, I juice, okay? So I try to have a healthy juice in the morning.
Sure.
So I'll have kale and rocket and parsley and apple and ginger, and it's this whole thing, and I try to do it because, you know, I'm kind of like, this is probably the best thing I'm going to put in my body all day long or whatever. So it's a psychological thing. And again, I was down with my friends and she was preparing her son's food for the next day, and all I could see was this, like, this green sludge, and I was like, oh my God, again with the comparisons to me and my friend's children. It's very funny. Should I be worried?
Sorry, go ahead.
Should I be worried? I mean, like, I don't know, should I be worried? But I think I have subconsciously, unsubconsciously been trained like they're toddlers.
You inadvertently seem to have turned into a toddler, yeah. If White Noise is now a cue for you to sleep, you were sleeping in the back of a car, you're drinking a lot of pureed kind of juices. How are your, like, just a question for you. You know when you're drinking like a water or a coffee or anything like that, or can you bring the cup to your mouth without spilling it everywhere?
No, I need a beaker.
Oh, okay, okay. Because that, I won't lie, like, that's really difficult to get the cup from off the table up to your mouth and to drink it without getting stuff anywhere. It's tough. So you can be forgiven for not being great at that. Maybe you are, what do they call it? Regression. Maybe as you get older, you're regressing into being a toddler.
This is it, Chris. I can name like all the characters in Thomas the Tank Engine. I know what Paw Patrol is.
Sure.
You know, I know.
Maybe you are.
I know what sound a cow can make. I know what sound a dog can make. I know
a duck
goes quack quack.
That's fantastic.
So, like, honestly, like,
do you know, like, do you know how to? If theirs will say a square brick and like a triangular piece of wood, can you put them into the correct opening? Oh, you can't. You're still struggling
right
with that.
Time.
Oh yeah.
Don't get it right every time.
You'll get there. Well, Kira, you do seem to just be regressing into childhood.
Yeah, Pavlov. And the dog, like, literally, that is, I'm being conditioned.
No, but you know what
and
the
I
weird thing is?
I didn't realize it was happening, but anyway.
I can, you're being trained, basically. You're being, the way, because they have obviously all these techniques to train the kids. You're just also getting some benefit from them. There's nothing wrong with it, Kira, that's fine. Sometimes I look at some of that food that, like, my friends are feeding their kids, and I'm like, that looks good. There's this, like, apple crumble thing that they were being fed one time, and I was like, I'll have some of that. It looks fantastic. Now, Kira, as we know, of course, the Ireland-Wales match was yesterday.
Oh, Chris, no.
And in the spirit of public service broadcasting...
Is there a Welsh man on the phone?
Kira, let me introduce you...
Can I just say that I'm exhausted from these...
From these Welsh men?
From this Welsh man that I've never met, or the Scottish man that I never met.
Kira, please.
The Italian man last year, or the French man the year before.
The team, like, on this show works diligently to investigate, to find these men, to ferret them out. And let me welcome to the phone, Kira, Saren.
Saren!
Hello, Kira. This is Saren.
Hello, Saren. Interesting name that you have there. Is that a Welsh name?
It is one of the... When you go onto Google and you type in Welsh names, it's one of the Welsh names that comes up, Kira. That's right. And that is my name, of course. And, you know, Kira, some of the other men... Some of the other men that you... that you share time with, Kira, they come on and they're very jovial and they're laughing, but I don't find this to be a laughing matter, Kira.
Oh, really? Why not, Sarah?
Well, you know, Kira, I'm from a small town in Wales called Llanfestinog. It's near it's near Portmacall Junction, Kira. And let me tell you something. Some of the other men that maybe you have shared time with, Kira, they might...
I haven't shared time with any men.
I feel you used and discarded, Kira, quite frankly. I feel used and discarded and you know, treated like an object by you.
What did I do?
Well, you know, I mean, the show that's very popular on Netflix at the moment, Sex Education, is filmed in Wales. And you gave me an education in some type of act, Kira. I don't know if we call them making love. They certainly weren't making love, but they were certainly an intimacy and a...
There
and
wasn't.
Just to discard me after the match,
there
Kira.
There wasn't because, well, I wasn't at the match and I didn't leave my house yesterday. So I don't know who you met, but it definitely wasn't me.
Kira, it was you. You know, you talked about how you were working on the national broadcaster, Ireland's BBC, and you said that we had that you were very important and that it would be good for me if I was to, you know, make you happy and all that, as you put it. And it, quite frankly, Kira, it was... It's certainly not how we do things in Llanfestinog. Anyway, I'll say that.
Okay, do you know what? Okay, all right, okay. Let's say,
yes,
hypothetically,
Kira,
that I did meet you, Steren.
Yes.
Steren.
You used me, you had me. I mean, I'm very limber, Kira, but you had me in all types
okay.
of positions
okay.
and contortions.
Well, that's not true, but let's say, okay, hypothetically, that I did meet you. Do you know what really turns me on?
Yes.
When you speak in your native tongue.
Oh, Kira, you'd like to hear a bit
hear
of
Welsh.
Okay. Well, I mean, what is it you'd like to hear in Welsh, Kira?
Anything. If you say
okay.
anything in Welsh,
well, I
that
could give you some. Some
you know,
basic Welsh phrases, like, for example, I know that you're into some erotic type of, you know, domination. You kept making me say please in my native language, which is Oshkwelshinda. And then you also made me thank you for all of the love you performed on me, which is Dachin Far, Kira. So, I mean, it was a night of me screaming Oshkwelshinda and Dachin Far. And, of course, as well, sorry. I had to say sorry a few times when I... You know, finished a little prematurely, and that was main fingilidafi, and you know, obviously, Kira, I was very sorry for that, but we went a few more rounds. You know, there
we
was
didn't.
No need to
oh my God,
give
we
up.
Didn't.
Okay,
okay, I'm gonna try. Who was your favorite character in Gavin and Stacey?
Oh, that would have been Rob Brydon's character, Kira, because, you know, I look like him, and that's what you said attracted me to you, or you to me, that I kind of am an older-looking
yeah.
man in a suit and,
yeah.
you know, a kind of a more authoritative
that
figure.
That is exactly what I'm into. I am so specifically into Welsh men that look like Rob Brydon from the Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah, they kind of look like a man in his 50s. Yes, Kira. Absolutely. Well, listen, Kira, I have to go now, so I'm going to give you another Welsh phrase, which is lots of love. That's So, you know, I leave you with that, all right?
Okay, well, thank you.
Also, Chris, I don't like you.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, what a man.
Oh, where do I find them, eh?
I'll tell you, you know how to pick them, don't you, Kira? I'll tell you something.
What was his name?
Saren.
Saren.
Yes.
Good Welsh name there.
Well, it was David or Saren. You know what I mean? David's kind of done, isn't it? I mean, we've all done David enough. Don't know about you, though, Kim. You've done Saren.
Oh,
it
my God. Yeah, well. Just the way the Welsh language just rolled off his
so
tongue.
So beautiful, wasn't it? It was so elegant.
It actually even kind of sounded German to
it
me, you know?
It was so gracious,
it was
wasn't
so
it?
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was. Oh, listen, Kira, I'll tell you something. It's all happening here on
well,
this show,
Grand
isn't
Slam
it?
The Grand Slam continues.
I tell you something. The adventures you have... Oh, by the way, thanks, Kira. That's so good of you. Kira said as though like she was almost doing me a favor. You know what? I'm going to like the post you put up on Instagram. Gee, thanks, Kira. I'm glad the committee got together and decided it was worth liking the post I put up on Instagram. That's really nice of you. Kira, graciously,
speaking
like the queen,
which,
handing out posts, mm-hmm. handing out
Chris,
likes.
Chris, I don't just hand out likes to anyone, my friend. You
Thank
know
you.
What I mean?
Yeah,
but
I know,
if
discerning.
Anyone wants to check out Chris's Instagram, it's at @HateChrisGreen.
Yes. Thank you, Kira, for the
yes.
plug as well. Wow, that's very kind of you.
And there's a beautiful black and white photo that Chris has just put up on his Instagram.
I think
Instagram.
It's very stylish.
It is just, it's so stylish. It's
I
just something else, guys.
Moving.
Check it out. Give it a like.
Yeah, do. By the way, speaking of, Kira's Instagram is Kira King, at Kira King. Yours is much easier. I don't know why I put hate at the start of mine. Yes, Kira.
You know what? There'll be nothing on my Instagram page, Chris, that will compare to that photo that you just put up.
Someone said it's quite a stylish outfit of the day I'm wearing, and I agree. Mm-hmm. You know that OOTD thing that people post? Outfit of the day? Yeah. I think I'm looking quite fresh. But Kira, I really do appreciate your great, great, graceful like that you're giving me and everything. It's very kind of you.
You're
it's
welcome.
Very charitable. But yeah, indeed.
You're welcome.
Mine is at Hate Chris Green. Kira's is just Kira King. Kira, very on brand, getting her name. But anyway, listen, how about this? We did indeed play this for you earlier on. It was, I mean, somewhat challenging, sure. Anna, you got that. Well done, Anna.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. We're good today. Thank you so much. What part of the country are you in?
In Mount Mellick in Leash.
Very nice.
What are you up to for the day?
Nothing really. I might go for a walk later. I'm just at home. My mom's here beside me.
Oh, will your mom be helping now with the questions today?
Well, I don't know if she's much help, but she's here.
So your mom will be accompanying you with the questions today. Whether or not she'll be of any help is another story, Anna, but she's at least there for, we'll say, moral support.
Yeah, you can say something like that.
Okay, right, fair enough. Anna not even giving her moral support. Okay, Anna has a very low opinion of how much her mother's going to be able to help or be involved in this in any way. Now, what are you up to, Anna? Are you in college? Are you working? Anything going on in your life?
I'm a secondary school teacher.
Oh, very good. Okay. And yeah. How is that all going? What subjects do you teach?
History and religion.
Okay, very good.
Wow, interesting.
So let's get down to some business here. Let's just make sure we're all on the same page here, Anna. Let me give you, we'll say, the syllabus. Let me give you the marking scheme that we're going to be applying to your test today. There are 5 questions. You need to get 4 out of 5 correct answers, and you'll win yourself that €100 worth of Just Eat credit. How does that sound?
Oh, good.
Okay, well then, let's do it, right? Chris and Kira's Quiz of the Week. 5 questions. These are mindlessly easy questions, by the way, Anna, as well. So you really have no excuse if you don't get these, I'm afraid.
Oh, God.
You're beyond hope if you can't get these. No, to be fair, though, actually, let me look through them. Oh, you know, these are okay. You'll get these. Sorry, sometimes they're harder than others, but I think you'll get
Anna,
these. I'm sorry.
Are you ready for your first question?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I think I've after knocking Anna off her vibe now by saying that these are mindlessly easy. Anna, you're going to do okay. I'm fully behind you. You're going to do very well. And your ma's there to help you. Kira and I will try and help you too. We just want you to do well. We just want you to do your best, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
ready
great.
For your first question. Okay, yeah. The world of sport saw the retirement of legendary quarterback Tom Brady this week. But what sport did he play? Was it A, rounders, was it B, American football, or was it C, international roller derbying?
Oh,
Tom Brady.
What
Tom Brady. He's married to Giselle. She's a supermodel. He's dashingly handsome.
Was it American football?
Yes, it is American football. Oh.
Well done, Anna. You're off
well
to a
done.
Good start. No, that was a good start. Did you get that or okay. did your mother help?
Jesus, no, it was me.
Okay, right, all right, okay. And I'm not willing to like even do the diplomatic thing of like, oh, it was both of us, like we both kind of, no, absolutely taking credit. Okay, so this one you might get, Anna. On Wednesday, Disney released the long-awaited, now people argue over how to pronounce this, biopic or biopic, so don't you stupid-ass nerds start texting in with the how to pronounce it. A long-awaited biopic series, Pam and Tommy. Tommy was a drummer in Motley Crue. What did Pamela Anderson star in? Was it A, Fair City? Was it B, Normal People? Or was it C, Baywatch?
Baywatch.
Yeah, we go. Nice.
Was well, indeed. You know, I just don't think Fair City would ever recover if Pamela Anderson starred in Fair City. I don't think Ireland would ever recover, actually. Okay.
Especially if
question.
She just wore the bikini, like or like that swimsuit she used to wear around like Carrickstown, like just doing normal stuff, but she's wearing that
she'd
red
freezing.
Swimsuit. Yeah, she'd be a little cold. Yeah.
She'd be freezing. She'd need like a swimming robe. Okay, third question. Pop star Mika was announced as one of the hosts for what next May? Is it A, the Sunday Game? Is it B, the 2022 Eurovision in Turin, or was it C, Primetime?
The Eurovision.
It was indeed the Eurovision. That'll be interesting.
Absolutely. So, speaking of performers, Adele took to Instagram this week to announce she'll perform at what, Anna? Is it A, the Sunday Game? Is it B, the 2022 Eurovision in Turin? Or is it C, the 2022 Brits? What do you think?
The Brits.
Yes, it is. You're doing very well now, Anna. You've really come out of your shell. You're kicking
Anna,
ass
you're
here.
Flying through
Let's
them.
Go for 5 out of 5. I know you have it in you.
Okay, here
my
we go.
Mom says what? It's her, not me.
Oh, is that right?
But you okay. know, well, I'd be in support of your mum too. What's your mum's name?
Anne-Marie.
Big shout out to Anne-Marie. Here's your final question. What gift did Kanye give to his girlfriend Julia Fox and all her friends at her birthday party last week? Was it A, a selection of Birkin bags? Was it B, tickets to the 2022 Eurovision in Turin? Or was it C, a pair of 2019 Adidas Yeezy slide?
Oh, the Birkin bags?
It was the Birkin bags.
Oh.
What are we all making of that very online relationship?
I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I'm not here for it, to be honest with you, Kier. Mm-hmm. Not here for it at all. What about you, Anna? Are you enjoying it? Do you think it's a little trashy?
Yeah. No, I think it's gone a little bit dirty.
Yeah, it has. It has.
So that's a very impressive 5 out of 5, Anna. So well done on that, I have to say.
Very important question. So you've got yourself over 100 euro worth of Just Eat vouchers. What would be your favourite takeaway to get?
Oh, Chinese.
Who? So has your mum just started answering now as well to try and preempt you with what's
Silence
going on?
Silence until she found out that he won.
Yeah, what's that thing? Loss is an orphan and victory has loads of fathers or whatever the term is. Isn't that it? Now that you won, now she's more than happy to claim you. Isn't that it, Anna?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, look, thank you so much to Anna and Anne-Marie for coming on and playing our quiz of the week on the show today.
Absolutely.
And enjoy the vouchers, guys.
There we go. That's Anna and her, I will say, very fickle mother. I mean, not a word out of her until Anna starts winning, I noticed. Not a word out of her. Kept nice and quiet. But anyway.
Like any good parent.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Well, an incredible weekend of shows, as always. Yes, Kier.
It always reminds me of the time, Chris. You know, we were chatting there about how... You know, when we had that Welsh guy on that seemingly I met, even though I didn't leave my house yesterday. Uh-huh. It always reminds me of the time when my dad listened to us for the first times when we were working night times.
Yeah.
God, years ago, over 10 years ago at this stage. And
was that so as in like our iRadio nighttime show?
Yeah.
Which was particularly ridiculous. Oh, God. Yeah. Okay, right.
My mum and dad were in the car and mum's like, oh, we're tuning into Kira.
Okay.
And we were talking about would we find it weird if our partner wore my underwear.
Oh no, is that what we were talking about?
That was my father's first introduction. It was you asking me would I find it weird if I had a partner and if they liked to wear my underwear. That was
okay.
My dad's.
Right.
Yeah.
I see.
So they tuned out, safe to say, Chris. Yeah,
they've never tuned back in since. They've literally never ever listened again. They just said,
"Dad hasn't talked to me since."
Yeah, they said, "You know what?"
Is that what we paid your way through college for?
We don't have a daughter anymore. We're just going to ignore it. Okay, well, listen.
I was thinking Kira would be a teacher someday or something.
Kira
know?
Has a master's in journalism.
Oh God!
Wow. Anyway, listen. All of that and more. Till next time, from myself, Chris. Goodbye from Kira.
Goodbye. Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11. I got to.